In the 1950s and 60s, film studios in Rome were known as Hollywood on the Tiber, famous for swords and sandals epics and spaghetti westerns. Well, later, with competition from TV and cheaper studios in Eastern Europe, the Cinecittà fell on hard times. But like any good film, there's a twist to this story. As NPR's Silvia Poggioli reports, the Italian studios are experiencing a revival.
Okay, quiet please. Roll!
This is the vast Cinecittà backlot, some 15 miles south of Rome. But what we're looking at is ancient Jerusalem and a reconstruction of the circus built there by the Romans for chariot races. Yes, this is the remake of Ben-Hur, and today they're shooting the famous chariot duel between Ben-Hur and his friend-turned-enemy, Messala. But contrary to the Charlton Heston epic, shot in 1959 at Cinecittà with 15,000 extras, this remake will take advantage of the latest in visual effects technology, and the 400 extras here today will look like 100,000. Producer Sean Daniel points to the race course that's 2 football fields long.
That's the starting gate down there. There are 8 chariots, each pulled by 4 horses. So when the race starts, 8 chariots, 8 drivers, and 32 horses. It will take a month to film the chariot sequence.
Ben-Hur is played by Jack Huston of Boardwalk Empire fame, and the movie also stars Morgan Freeman. During a break in the day's shooting, Huston meets with some reporters and talks about the tough training he underwent to prepare for the chariot race.
We had a month pre-production before this. We were intensively training. We have a lot of help. We've got such an amazing crew. Like, these guys are incredible. They're taking such good care of us.
Luigi Rocchetti is in charge of makeup on the Ben-Hur set. He comes from a movie production dynasty that started with his wig-making grandfather. Rocchetti said fascist dictator Mussolini built Cinecittà because he wanted Italy to compete with big Hollywood productions. But the studio made its mark after World War II with neorealism and the golden age of Italian cinema. Rocchetti remembers first visiting Cinecittà as a teenager.
It was just incredible, you know. There was a lot of movies going on. Fellini's, Rossellini's, Zeffirelli, all these movies that were going on. It was a really, really alive studios.
But then in the 1980s, movie production plummeted, and the 100-acre facility, one of Europe's largest studios, languished. Until last year. That's when Italy introduced a tax rebate of up to 25% on expenses incurred in movie production. If it's a big budget movie with more than one production company, the savings can double. In addition to Ben-Hur, the biggest production here since Cleopatra, a portion of the latest James Bond thriller Spectre was shot earlier this year in Rome. Ben Stiller is shooting Zoolander 2 on 5 Cinecittà sound stages. And another American movie in production here is Christ the Lord Out of Egypt, based on the Anne Rice novel. Cinecittà CEO Giuseppe Basso says the new tax incentives have put the studio back in business.
We are called the Dream Factory, not because we dream. We stay with our feet on the ground, but because we are the factory of the dreams.
A group of French visitors are taking a guided tour of Cinecittà and its new museum. One room is dedicated exclusively to the studio's most loyal director. Federico Fellini shot virtually all his movies at Cinecittà, and in this interview he explains why for him working here was actually therapeutic.
One time I arrived with a high fever, but as soon as I entered the magic circle, with the projection lights on, the crew all around me and having to wear the director's uniform, all my ailments, even the fever and headache, simply disappeared.
Fellini loved Cinecittà so much, he had an apartment created next to his favorite Studio 5 soundstage. Those rooms are now being used as the Ben-Hur production offices. Producer Sean Daniel smiles as he walks up Fellini's stairs.
His furniture's gone, but we like to think that his spirit and his ghosts are still here.
Do you feel him?
How can you not? It's true. It's really true.
Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Cinecittà.